Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 14, 1805. A duck for dinner. The Corps are still on the Snake River, making their way to the Columbia. Yesterday they passed a rapid and camped nearby. At this rapid, the canoe piloted by Druyer struck a rock and turned around. The stern took in water and the canoe sank. The men got out onto a rock and held it a while, but a number of articles floated down the river, shot pouches and tomahawks among them. This was quite a loss, as these were articles needed for trade. Two canisters of loose powder were wet, but another two, still in their lead canisters and tied down, were saved. Today, Captain Clark tells about more rapids.
A very cold morning. Wind from the west and cool until about 12 o'clock, when it shifted to the southwest. At 2.5 miles, past a remarkable rock, very large and resembling the hull of a ship situated on a larboard point at some distance from the ascending country. Past rapids at 6 and 9 miles. At 12 miles, we came to at the head of a rapid, which the Indians told me was very bad. We viewed the rapid and found it bad. In descending, three stern canoes stuck fast for some time on the head of the rapid, and one struck a rock at the worst part. Fortunately, all landed safe below the rapid, which was nearly 3 miles in length. Here we dined, and for the first time for 3 weeks past, I had a good dinner of blue-winged teal. After dinner, we set out and had not proceeded on 2 miles before our stern canoe, in passing through a short rapid opposite the head of an island, run on a smooth rock and turn broadside. The men got out on the rock, all except one Indian chief who swam on shore. The canoe filled and sunk. A number of articles floated out, such as the men's bedding, clothes, and skins, the greater part of which were caught by two of the canoes. Captain William Clark, October 14, 1805.
The rock they saw was Ship Rock, now called Monumental Rock, in Walla Walla County, Washington. On October 16, the Corps finally arrived at the Columbia River. Here they made camp and were visited by about 200 Indians, singing and dancing as they came. Monday, Clark explores the Columbia.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.